Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's the 9th of January 2013, and it's a very cold, crisp, wintry morning here in Derbyshire. Blue skies, frost on the ground, and it can't be more than 2 degrees. Yet I'm stood outside in a t-shirt. Go figure. I didn't sleep very well last night, and for many reasons. But while I was awake, I was thinking about something. There's a programme here in the UK, I'm not sure if it goes overseas as well, but it's called Who Do You Think You Are? And it's basically, they take a celebrity, and it's all pre-worked out. They go off on a fact-finding mission to find out about their past, about their relatives, and there's always some, like, great twist that there's some, like, descendant of Genghis Khan or something like that. But still, I was thinking about, if I was on that show, what would come out? And it made me think back to in 2003 when I went over to Australia. I was born over there. My father's side of the family live out there. Mother's side live over here. Long story short, mother and father split up. I came back here with my mother when I was around about 1 year old. Never heard from any of my family really until I was around about 18, my Australian family. And I've been over for numerous trips, some long, some short, in the 10 or so years since. While I was over there in 2003, I went on a bit of a fact-finding mission because I knew nothing about life out there, really, about what happened when my mother and father split up, and I probably never will know. I know what I've been told by my mother, I know what I've been told by my father. There just doesn't seem to be any gel in the middle. I mentioned a few weeks ago about spending Christmas in Australia when I was driving home for Christmas a few weeks ago. And I said that I overstayed my visa in Australia purely by accident. But then again, it's probably me just being lazy. I should have gone into the immigration office and extended my visa before the Christmas period. But I thought I could do it in between Christmas and New Year because that's actually when the 3 months was due to expire. But I got swept up, as I always do, and the place wasn't open anyway in between Christmas and New Year, but I went away for Christmas and New Year with some friends four-wheel driving in the outback. When I came back, I was detained in the immigration office. They say detained, that was the official word, but basically when I went to the desk there and said I'd like to extend my visa, gave them my passport, my UK or European passport, the visa had expired. So they took me into a little back office for around about 3 hours and kind of interrogated me. And luckily my dad was there with me at the time. And when they were detaining me, my father said, under what right would you be able to accuse someone of immigration problems when they're an Australian citizen? And I looked at my father and I thought, what? And then it all came out. And until the Australian government physically told me, I probably wouldn't have believed it. That I know that I said that if you are born in Australia before 1985, I think, you automatically retain your Australian citizenship if you don't renounce it. But it got me thinking. I didn't know anything about my life. I didn't know anything about what happened. I probably never will. And last night, I was thinking, what about me? What about the things that have happened over the years. I've made some big mistakes, as I'm sure everyone has. I kick myself now thinking I should have stayed at school, but that's just the way it is. The thing I was interested in was going off, having adventures, going abroad, going to Australia, travelling and things like that. I probably should have stayed in school. My daughter was born when I was 19. And that obviously didn't last, the relationship there. But it's got really good now. And she's a better person for it, I think. The fact that she's got more influences, parental influences on her life. But in regards to me, it got me thinking about the persona that I put out there. And the Boo voice. This is, although it is me nowadays, really. It wasn't before. I was trying really hard to iron out some of the Derbyshire slang and Derbyshire twang of my voice. I don't know. This is definitely a diary boo, really. It's one for the diary and one to look back at, I think. It's one where I'm quite tired and one where I know I've got a really long, hard day ahead with a lot of thoughts going around the mind. This is a little bit like Max Morning Thoughts, but this is Dean's Morning Thoughts. Hashtag Dean's Morning Thoughts. Like everyone, I've made a lot of mistakes. Hopefully I've not destroyed lives with it. I can be selfish, as most people can. I can be moody, depending on what mood catches me. If I'm tired, if I'm hungry, I can be moody, I can be selfish, I can be grumpy. I can say stupid things. I can hurt people. I can make people's life a misery and seem to do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing at the exact wrong time. But I'm just human, I suppose. But that's just the way it is.